Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, news director at Raven Radio, and I'm joined in the studio by Garland Kennedy, the Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor. Good morning, Garland.
Good morning, Rob.
And how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
What'd you do this weekend? Did you have any fun out in the woods?
I got to play in the snow up on top of Gavin Hill. It was very nice, even if visibility was about zero.
Right.
It's beautiful up in the Alpine.
Yeah, well, Sitkin's got a little taste of that Monday, anyway. And did you also go on you went to the Indian River as well?
I did. On Saturday, I went up to the falls in a torrential downpour, got soaked despite my rain gear. It was a classic Sitka hike.
Well, did you stay moving and keep warm?
I did.
Okay, that is one strategy, is to just not really stop and just kind of keep the your furnace stoked.
I think once you're soaked, that's about the only way.
Right. Well, I'm glad you got out. I always appreciate hearing what you did. But you also covered a lot of sports for the Sentinel. And we're already a week or two lapsed here on the volleyball state tournament.
Yes.
I guess the Lady Wolves did really well.
They did. The Lady Wolves finished fourth November 14 through 16 up at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage. And the first game was on the 14th against Valdez, and the Wolves won 3-0. It was fairly tight, 25-18, 25-23, and another 25-23. But that got them to the second round. And they fell to Kenai Central 0-3. And that was a tight 26-24, 25-19, and again 26-24. Kenai Central ended up taking second place. And they played again. They shifted across the bracket.
It's a double elimination tournament.
Yes.
Okay.
They went against Monroe Catholic next, and yet again, they won 3-0, and it was fairly tight, 25-22, 26-24, and 25-20. And they finally fell to Homer, the eventual winner of the overall tournament, 0-3, 25-20, 25-16, and 25-23.
I got to say, I like the double elimination format. When they do have a double elimination tournament in secondary school athletics, it seems like in Alaska, you're traveling such large distances. To go up, lose one game, and then be out of it just doesn't seem fair. And you drop the first game, you come back and sort of claw your way up again. It makes for exciting sports, I think.
That's right. I think it adds a really, really cool wrinkle to the way that final tournament bracket goes.
Garland, earlier in the volleyball season, you talked about Sitka's defense as being a stone wall.
That's right.
And what's your sense of how that stone wall held up?
I stand by that statement. Okay. Sitka's defense is very solid. They were up in Anchorage as well. And I think the tight set scores show that, even against Homer, the best 3A team in the state, Homer never won by all that much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sitka put up a good fight against them.
Okay. Yeah, it sort of makes you wonder whether if somebody is going to take out a school like Sitka that's got such a strong defense, if they're taking them out 3-0, how do the scales tip in volleyball? Do they have exceptionally strong hitters? Do they have a height advantage at the net? I kind of wonder how that breaks down.
The way Coach Zadie Allen, the Wolves coach, characterized it was that teams like Homer are really strong all around. That's really what makes them stand out above the rest of the pack. Though I do think it's worth noting not only team performances, though individual performances here. Sitka's Chloe Morrison made the all-tournament team, and then the player of the game title went to Zeta Dumag twice, and Chloe Morrison and Ava Brady.
All right. Congratulations to those Lady Wolves. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Jocelyn Brady. Okay. Ava Brady is her sister, also a very talented player, but the freshman this year.
All right. What else you got going on, Garland?
We had a wrestling tournament this weekend in Sitka. It was at Mount Edgecombe, and teams from across Southeast were there. I am still waiting on the results. And while I was there on Friday, I don't have the final results on paper quite yet.
Okay, so they'll be out in the Tuesday or Wednesday Sentinel?
That's right.
Okay. Very good. And then there's a wrestling duel coming up the week after.
December 3rd, Tuesday. So a week from today, it will be Mount Edgecombe Sitka Duel at Sitka, with a full schedule coming out in the paper later this week.
Okay. And again, I have to ask, do you know, is it going to be in the pack or is it going to be in the gym?
Ooh, Again, I do not want to mislead people.
Oh, okay.
So I am not certain.
Well, if you ever hear about wrestling happening in the pack, be sure and let us know, because last year it was surreal to see a wrestling event in that setting. It was actually really comfortable, I hear, for the audience. Very little bottom fatigue from sitting in those comfortable chairs at the pack. And yeah, an interesting way to hold a wrestling event, yeah, for
sure.
Of course.
I was not there for that, but you're really making me hope that it's in the pack.
Oh, they got to do it again. We'll see. And so, Garland, there's a turkey trot coming up on Thanksgiving?
That's right. On Thursday, the turkey trot begins at Crescent Harbor. It's a 5K, though there is also a one-mile kind of fun walk. In order to run the 5K, you have to pay $15 or $10 if you're 16 and under, and the winner in each category gets a pie.
And are you going to run in the turkey trot? Are you going to trot in the turkey trot?
I will not. While I've been okay to hike recently, running on hard surfaces still aggravates that foot injury.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to take care of that. You want to be in shape come spring.
The pulled ligament was a little unpleasant.
Yeah, I imagine. And we have just a minute or two here left, Garland. What about this dust-up at the Yale-Harvard game? This is going to be in the Sentinel Sports page, and this is strange.
Right. This will appear in the Sentinel on today. The annual Yale-Harvard football game is a tradition that's over a century old, and at the game this year in New Haven, Connecticut on Sunday, climate protesters interrupted the halftime program and delayed the game by a full hour. They were demanding that Yale and Harvard, both schools very well known for having large endowment funds, divest from fossil fuel companies.
They might be one and two, Harvard, Yale, as far as endowments. And we're talking like endowment funds in the billions.
Yes.
On a par with Alaska's permanent fund.
We're talking serious amounts of money and invested all over the world in just about anything you can imagine.
Well, what was the reaction in the athletic community? I would think that a climate change protest or any kind of divestment protest at a Yale-Harvard game there's a certain amount of preaching to the choir going on there.
Yes. Now, the reaction was decidedly mixed. At the moment, I understand there have been 42 arrests. Some people have spoken out in favor. Some have spoken out opposed, though you're right, among the student body, to an extent, they are preaching to the choir.
And so you had a family member at the game?
Yes. My sister Amelia is a graduate student at Yale, getting her PhD in medieval history, and she was at the football game. Now, she is not a particularly avid football fan, but she knew the protest was going to happen, and she wanted to see it. She was not a participant, but she wanted photographs of it.
Oh, so people knew it was going to happen.
Not everybody. She did.
And are you using any of her images in the Sentinel, or are you going with AP stuff?
I'm going to have to look through the images. She hasn't sent me her photos yet, but hopefully she'll have something worthy of the newspaper. If you see something, photo credit Amelia Kennedy.
Well, as an editor, I have to say it's always gratifying when you have first-person, real-time access to a major news event, even a relatively surprising one like this.
Yes, it was a really neat little interruption to a football game, really.
Okay. Well, Garland, I look forward to reading about the dust-up at the Yale-Harvard game in the Sentinel today, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Garland Kennedy is the sports editor at the Daily Sitka Sentinel. I'm Robert Woolsey, news director here at Raven Radio, and you've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.